Welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Here's a dog biscuit, Snuffles. Catch!
You remember that old saying that went, nuts and bolts, nuts and bolts? Well, LIV Golf just got, well, you know. As noted in my previous post this past week, your faithful Swamp Swami is ready to settle into some spring sports on television after last Sunday's season-ending football game. So today, let's cover a big sports story which has been overshadowed by the coverage of that big game over the past few weeks. And it's LIV Golf fans who are livid. Hear me out here. Have you heard of the cable channel called FS2? Apparently, most U.S. cable TV households have trouble finding FS2 as well as I do. After concluding a two-year deal on TV with the CW network, LIV Golf went in search of a more reputable sports channel to carry their weekly golf events this year. And lo and behold, LIV Golf, which is now in its fourth golf season, by the way, inked a brand new deal with Fox Sports. Sure, on the surface, that sounds like an upgrade for golf fans. Fox Sports covers football and basketball, baseball, and even in the past featured U.S. Open golf tournament coverage too. But in 2024, LIV Golf events were televised on the CW network. They attracted about 100,000 to 200,000 weekend viewers. That's not a lot, because the rival PGA Tour routinely gets 1 to 2 million weekly viewers on CBS. Last week, LIV Golf's first tournament of the year was held in Saudi Arabia. In an effort to get more American golf viewers to watch this, the event was played under the lights so that the event could be shown during the daylight hours back in the States. Alas, someone forgot to tell LIV Golf that FS2 is harder to find than black hair on my head right now in recent years. Last week's opening round of LIV Golf in 2025 was televised on FS2, and it attracted, are you ready, just 12,000 viewers on FS2. Now, if you think that that was bad, those 12,000 viewers may have been the largest daytime audience last week for the puny FS2 sports brand. One media reporting service showed that FS2, which is the 113th most popular cable channel, topped out at 9,000 daytime viewers last week. Now, making matters worse for LIV Golf, last Saturday's final round was moved to Fox Sports' bigger brother, FS1. Hey, that sounds better. Well, they attracted 54,000 viewers between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. Central Time. The golf exceeded the allotted time on FS1, and the viewers that were remaining were told to skedaddle over to FS2, if you had it, that is. In the words of one of my folk heroes, J.D. Clampett, that was pitiful. This week, you're going to need three different sources in order to watch LIV Golf. The Golf League will tee it up for its second event of 2025 in Adelaide, Australia tonight, Thursday, February 13th. Last year's LIV Golf event in the land down under was the most popular local event on their 2024 schedule. The golf telecast is set to begin at 8 p.m. Central Time tonight due to the time differences between here and Australia. If you want to watch LIV Golf from Australia this week, you're going to need three different sources: the Fox Sports app, FS1, and FS2. Now, if you go to my website at SwampSwamiSports.com, you'll see a brutal television schedule for this week for LIV Golf on the Fox Sports group. So here's my question. Is Fox Sports actually trying to help LIV Golf or just shovel dirt in an effort to bury them? LIV Golf has struggled to find a television audience for a variety of reasons. But here's a history of how us home viewers have been able to find the golf on television. In year number one, it was only online via the livegolf.com website. In years two and three, the CW network carried the events, but in round one, it was the CW app only, and then the final two rounds were carried on the CW network television stations. The CW network is primarily comprised of former UHF television stations around the country. They're 75% owned by Nexstar Media Group, which owns nearly 200 U.S. television stations and an outlet in most every major TV market. After last year's second season, though, on the CW, there was a third season option on the table, but neither party desired to renew it. TV ratings for LIV Golf on the CW were about 10% of the PGA Tour's weekly events. And now we move to year number four, where we are today. Fox Sports has a new agreement to carry LIV Golf events. Good luck if you're figuring out which Fox Sports channel you're going to find LIV Golf every week. LIV Golf had been hoping that moving to Fox Sports would enhance their prestige with golf fans. And it might have sounded good, but LIV Golf has been placed into the Fox Sports version of Siberia here in early 2025. The first week of television ratings for LIV Golf on Fox Sports were dramatically lower than they received last year on the CW network. In fact, week number one on FS2 and FS1 placed the Golf League's TV ratings at just 1% of the PGA Tour's audience on CBS last week. No! Note to LIV Golf, Fox Sports' FS2 network has an average weekly audience that's only 10% of their own FS1. FS2 is not available for many cable television subscribers unless you are paying for the premium priced package. My local cable provider, which we'll give you a hint starts with an X, does not include FS2 in their mid-level 125 channel package that I have. So last night, I had to download the Fox Sports app to my Man Cave TV here, where I also have a Roku Internet TV device, in hopes that I'll be able to watch some of the LIV Golf online this year. So where do we stand with the PGA Tour's proposed merger with LIV Golf? Ah yes, I tend to remember that. In this lingering golf soap opera story, the PGA Tour surprised the sports world by saying that they were going to merge with the new rival LIV Golf League by December 31st, 2023. That's right, I said 2023. We are now 14 months past the deadline. Yet PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan recently said, quote, "The only thing that matters to fans and the game is reunification." Well, this is an official Swamp Swami conspiracy theory ahead. Perhaps the PGA Tour is trying to run out the clock on LIV's top golf stars' contracts. If you look backwards, the PGA Tour's announcement to merge with LIV Golf nearly 2 years ago never passed the proverbial smell test. After failing to meet that December 31st, 2023 deadline to merge with LIV Golf, the PGA Tour went out and found a financial partner of their own in private equity manager Strategic Sports Group. About this time last year, the SSG Investment Group ponied up $1.5 billion immediately last spring to prop up the PGA Tour's war chest. They'll make a similar investment amount of $1.5 billion soon, in the form of ownership shares going to the current and a few former PGA Tour players. At the time, the PGA Tour has refused to say, though, that the LIV Golf deal was actually dead. Both golf tours functioned separately again during the entire 2024 season. You might remember the $100 million exclusive golf contracts for LIV Golf's top stars like Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka will expire within about 1 year from now. And if the PGA Tour is successful at just stringing this proposed merger out with LIV Golf, several of LIV Golf's top stars are going to become eligible to rejoin the PGA Tour again in 2026. But on the other hand, the Saudi Public Investment Fund, which manages hundreds of billions of dollars in Saudi oil money, has hinted that they might be purchasing the controlling interest of the current DP World Tour, formerly known as the European Golf Tour. Now, if that were to happen, the top European golfers in the world would be then competing for spots to play on the LIV Golf Tour at some point. In other words, the big war between the PGA and LIV Golf would escalate again if the Saudi faction decides that they do not like the merger terms and decided to opt out. So it's time to put up or shut up for the PGA Tour and LIV Golf. It looks to me that the PGA Tour is just wanting a monetary infusion from the Saudi Public Investment Fund to become yet another investor and then go function as a world golf monopoly. The LIV Golf Group, though, had dreams of crushing the PGA Tour and becoming the world top golf tour. After spending up to $5 billion to buy players and then lose money at every single golf event since late spring 2022, perhaps the Saudi leaders are finally now ready to end this very expensive golf war and make a reasonable deal soon. And in recent weeks, several new developments indicate that a deal could be coming soon. No, really, this time I'm serious. You may have heard that the new U.S. president is quite a big golf fan. Over the past few years, he allowed LIV Golf to play some of their events on his golf courses. But more recently, President Trump has played a private round of golf with PGA star Rory McIlroy and another guy by the name of Tiger Woods. The president was recently asked by the PGA Tour to get his Department of Justice to issue a favorable ruling on a proposed merger with LIV Golf. The president, who you know likes to be asked for his help, wants to broker a deal between the competing golf leagues to create a win-win for professional golf and its fans. So what would a merger of these two golf leagues look like? Well, I've mentioned this in previous posts, but the most obvious result to me would be for LIV Golf to become the top worldwide golf organization. The PGA Tour would then rid itself of LIV Golf's competition here in the U.S. and remain the top dog in America. A deal would also allow golfers from each tour to be allowed and actually encouraged to participate in a limited number of events on the other golf tour every season. And all four of the golf majors would make more room for golfers from the LIV Golf Tour as well. If the man behind the book titled The Art of the Deal has anything to do with this matter, professional golf's top brass is going to be coming to visit the White House very soon for a photo op. Or at least we can only hope so. I'm Swamp Swami.